Page 47. Video talk. Exercises 3A and 3B.
The ABCs of improv. Has anyone here ever tried improv? Well, let me tell you why you should think about trying it. Improv, or improvisation, is a type of theater technique. It's entirely unplanned. The dialogues, the characters, the scenes, everything in improv is made up on the spot. Sound like fun? What if I told you that we're going to do some improv right now? Do you want to crawl under your chair and hide? I thought so. I used to feel that way too. So why did I start taking improv classes then? Well, I've been looking for a new challenge, something that would develop my creative side and help me build confidence. So I gave it a try. Improv checked all those boxes. And improv's not just for actors, it's for anyone. Have you ever gone to a job interview and the interviewer asked you a question you hadn't prepared for? That's a great example of when you need to improvise. Okay, so how does an improv class work? Well, first off, it's all about working together. All the activities in class are done in pairs or groups. We usually do some performance games, some role play exercises, and maybe act out some full scenes. My favorite game is ABC. You decide on a scene and begin to act it out. But each line of the dialogue has to start with the next letter of the alphabet. It's surprisingly hard. I won't lie, these performances can be a daunting experience. Yes, you'll be out of your comfort zone. Yes, you'll be afraid. But you're also supported. You're working with others, and they're working with you. It's not about competition, it's about collaboration. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, how can improv help you in everyday life? Well, first, many of us have a fear of public speaking, standing in front of others, looking or feeling foolish. Improv is a great way to build confidence, as it makes you face your fears. You can't shy away. Improv teaches you to say yes. It requires an action mindset. You learn by doing. Sure, you might fail at times, but improv helps you to accept that sometimes failure is learning. Second, improv can help you prepare for challenges in your life. A lot of people think improv is all about comedy because it's often funny. But that's not always the case. Our improv group chooses the topics we want to perform together, and they can be very personal. We've acted out relationship issues, work problems, bullying, even childbirth. Improv is a great exercise in empathy. You can really put yourself in someone else's shoes. Third, improv is a great tool for developing soft skills which are important in the workplace. Communication, teamwork, problem solving, creativity, adjusting to change. Scenes can be unpredictable and you never really know the direction they'll go in. This means you need to be ready to adapt and to think on your feet. Above all else, improv helps you to develop one of the most important skills needed in life, active listening. During improv, your performance is built on the performances of others around you. With no script, you really need to concentrate on what others are saying, and you need to respond thoughtfully. Think of how important active listening is in everyday life. Giving impartial advice to others, responding to questions in a meeting, staying attentive during a class, all these require listening with conscious effort. So, if you're looking for a challenge or to build some new skills, then give improv a try. Don't wait. Say yes and look for a class today.